Welcome, Boss Ladies, to the first episode of the Boss Lady Gang podcast. I'm Chastity, founder of Boss Lady Gang, and I am super excited to chat with you about a topic that I often struggle with: motivation to really accomplish my goals. So let's face it, we all have set goals and somehow we never really accomplish all of them. But you know, trust me, this is the story of my life. So I'm coming at you with some tips that have worked for me and that will hopefully work for you. So first, let's talk about why we often fail to reach our goals. I mean, really, there are many reasons why we don't accomplish our goals. Everyone's situation is different. For me, I think the hardest part about reaching my goals is, frankly, my lack of consistency. And, you know, I know we've all heard phrases that point to the importance of consistency, that if you want to accomplish anything, you have to create a habit of some sort. And in order to form a habit, you have to consistently work at it daily. I think we all kind of know this in a sense, but the problem really is just applying the knowledge that we already know. So guys, like, I know this information. And like I said, it's just something that I just don't apply. Now, I'm consistent with certain things. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's no problem for me to consistently choose terrible food to eat. I can consistently skip the gym by making up some excuse not to go. Yeah, I've learned that I have the capacity to be consistent. I just have to place my consistency in the right place. So, with that being said, let's dive in and explore ways to stay motivated this year to really accomplish our goals, y'all. This year, we're not playing around. We are going full force after our goals, after our dreams, and we have to create a plan. We have to really clearly define what our goals are. We have to put some steps in place to get them accomplished, because nobody's going to accomplish our personal goals but us. So let's talk about it. Yay! So I did a brief survey with a few family members on some reasons why they feel they don't accomplish some of their goals. In a nutshell, my family members, they said that some of it boiled down to like lack of determination, lack of persistency, sometimes even depression. And of course, everybody has everything going on. Sometimes you have kids, you have life situations that kind of stop you from reaching your goal. Life gets in the way sometimes. So I say anytime that I have a goal in mind that I want to achieve, I relate it to my method of being back in school. So I've been in school most of my life, and so my mind, to me, is really structured through this reward system. In school, anytime that I miss an assignment or fail to study for a test, I knew that there would be consequences. I knew that a negative consequence would be the result of my inability to do my part. So I apply this same concept to accomplishing any other goals, because with my school example, if I didn't study for a test, I fail it. If I repeated this behavior, it would decrease my overall grade for the class. And then if most likely I failed that class, then that failed class would decrease my overall GPA. And of course, too many failed classes mean no degree. Okay. So I want to talk about two motivational methods that we all use in life. I think these are general methods that define how we stay motivated to accomplish something. So the first one is, no action equals a negative consequence. And the second one is, consistency equals your desired result. So both of these methods come with different tools that can help you stay motivated, depending on really how you view motivation. So let's talk about the first one that I discussed, the no action equals the negative consequence method. So this one relates more to my school example, that if you don't do something that you should do, then there's a negative consequence. So this negative consequence, or maybe the fear of this negative consequence, can motivate you to accomplish your goal. So for example, if your goal is to lose weight, let's say that's your goal, there may be several reasons why you want to lose weight, but most people want to lose weight because of the negative consequences to your health, right? So this fear of negative consequences such as health challenges like diabetes or heart disease or something like that are the factors that could really motivate you to reach your goal. Now, personally, although I've used this method in school, this is probably why I have some real life experiences with this method of no action equals a negative consequence to motivate you. This method personally doesn't really work for other goals outside of school for me because it's just too stressful. So like if one of my goals is next year is to lose 15 pounds, if I adopted the motivation method of saying, if I don't go to the gym, then I'm gonna get diabetes or heart disease, or I'm gonna get super, super, super fat. Although I know that could really happen combined with other issues, other circumstances, but that method would make me very stressed out. And ultimately, I won't accomplish anything because I'll be kind of depressed and a little stressed out. But that's just me. Now, this method could work for you, but it always depends on your sense of urgency. And that's the thing that we don't want to leave our motivation up to our sense of urgency. So if it's not an urgent thing for you, you may not never accomplish that goal if you use this method. So you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be consistent. That type of method is not going to produce consistency. So to me, the second method, consistency equals your desired result, method is our best bet to really accomplishing our goals. So like, let's face it, something most of us pretty much do every day is basically, you know, going to work, or if you're in school, going to class. Now, depending on your schedule, you may wake up every day and go to the same place each day. Why? Because in order to collect your paycheck, you have to consistently put in hours at work. In order to learn the coursework, you have to consistently attend class. Going to work consistently equals a paycheck, which is your reward, meaning your desired result. Let's be honest, at the end of it all, your goal is to collect that paycheck. Because you know that you will not be going to work if your paycheck didn't come through, okay? And it's an expectation that you receive your paycheck, which is why you consistently go to work. Let me know if I'm wrong about that. I don't think I am. So if we apply this same logic to our goals, we would consistently reach them. So with my losing 15 pounds example, if I want to lose 15 pounds next year, I have to first make a plan, and second, I have to stick to it. Now, sticking to it is probably where most people fail because it can be easy to make a plan, but we all know without an action behind that plan, your plan is just basically a plan. It's just something that's in thin air. So to really accomplish your goal, you have to follow what I call the two C's to creating a plan: clear and concise. You must create a plan that is clear, meaning you have no confusion about how to put your plan in place once it's created. And your plan must be concise, meaning that you have dotted all the I's and crossed your T's, and you consider everything when creating your plan, and you've added actionable steps to your plan. So first, let's talk about this process that we discussed already. So first, there's defining your goal, and then there's creating a plan to accomplish that goal. So your plan could look however you want it to look. It could be a list of terms or items that you need to do before you can accomplish your bigger goal. It can look like actually scheduling what you need to do via your planner or your phone. Either way, your plan must be written. Your plan cannot be something that you just thought of or something that you think you'll do on this or that day, but it has to be planned into your day. You must schedule it, make time for it in your day-to-day life. So just think about it. How many times have you looked around your house, looked around your car, anything and said that I need to fix that or I need to go buy this for my kitchen, but that thing never ends up staying getting fixed and you never really go buy that thing for your kitchen for months and months and months. It's because you didn't really schedule it into your life. You didn't say, okay, Saturday morning, I need to get up and do this for my kitchen. I need to go to the store. I need to buy this for my kitchen. I need to set money aside to do it. Those are actionable plans and steps. So for my going back to school example, it's like saying, you know, I have a test next week. I need to study for that. But if I never schedule time to really think about everything that I have going on, I could lose time and possibly end up procrastinating and do bad on the test because I didn't say I have a test next week. I need to study for that. That doesn't put any action behind the fact that my goal is to study for my test. I need to say I have a test next week. I'm going to take Thursday at 5:00 from 5 to 9:00, study for my test, and Sunday evening from 5 to 9:00 to study for my test. I'm gonna schedule it into my time. I'm telling my friends no. I'm doing whatever. I'm not gonna watch my TV show until tomorrow, until I study for this test. That is how you have to create your plan to really accomplish your goal. Now, the best strategy when creating a plan for me is scheduling with clear and concise to-dos for specific tasks. So let's say my goal is to drink more water over the next few weeks. First, I would start by determining how much water I need to drink. This is defining my goal because the goal is to drink more water. Now I'm asking how questions to further define it. Let's say I want to drink 3 bottles of water daily for the next few weeks. Now I would start to put my plan in place to actually accomplish drinking 3 bottles of water a day. So I could think about saying that, you know, creating a schedule of when I drink a bottle. For instance, I could say that I want to drink a bottle as soon as I wake up in the morning. I don't drink one at lunch, and then I want to drink one in the evening. Now, this is like a set time frame of when I want to drink water. So I'm not thinking throughout the day, oh snap, I need to drink water. I'm supposed to drink water this morning. No, now I know. I said the morning, lunch, and afternoon. Now I have to schedule this so that I can be reminded of when I want to drink water. So I will actually pull out my phone and remind myself on those specific times. Sorry, y'all, because let's be honest, life gets busy sometimes. Now, with this example, we've created a plan with actionable steps. Now, the only thing to do here is to stick to it. This is the hard part, right? Sticking to the plan that you made will create a habit. Habits are how we remain consistent. So just to recap, the major strategy to stay motivated to accomplish your goal is to be consistent. Now, how do we do that? You define your goals. You create a clear and concise plan with actionable steps. You stick to it to create a habit. Remember, habits create patterns. Patterns breed consistency. Hey guys, if you need help mapping out your goals for the new year, click the link in the description box to get our free 2-week goal mapping exercise. Visit our website for more info at bossladygang.com. Hey, that's all for this episode. Until next time, friends. Thank you.